This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Facebook employees have staged a virtual walkout, speaking out publicly and starting petitions internally to protest CEO Mark Zuckerberg's decision regarding a presidential tweet. Zuckerberg had opted not to remove or otherwise flag a comment by President Trump that echoed language used in 1967 by a police chief with a long history of bigotry. Meanwhile, Twitter flagged it for glorifying violence. Here's Marketplace tech host Molly Wood.
It is very unusual for Facebook employees to publicly dissent with the company. They have certainly felt attacked by the media for a long time. They've defended the company's role in the American election, global events, misinformation. But I think for many of them, this is just too far. It is partly because Facebook, like so many tech companies, simply doesn't have a good record on diversity. Black and Latino employees are a tiny fraction of Facebook's employees overall. Black workers have complained publicly and privately about racism and discrimination inside the company. But in this moment, Mark Zuckerberg is between a rock and a hard place. Nevertheless, he is not likely to side with his employees. Facebook has worked hard to forge a good relationship with the Trump administration and conservative media. It's trying to avoid regulation. And after seeing the consequences of Twitter acting to either fact check or tamp down the president's tweets, I have to believe that Facebook won't want to do an about-face now and risk angering Trump even more.